The conference is now being recorded.
Good morning. I'd like to introduce you to Paul Smirlup, Managing Director of Pantoro, who will be speaking on behalf of the company for today's call. Go ahead, please, Paul.
Thank you, Claire, and good morning, everyone, and thank you for your attendance at today's call. I wanted to expand on the quarterly report that we've released today in order to provide some additional color on activities that are underway and the results from both Halls Creek and Norseman during the quarter. I'll also touch on our forward planning for both sites. The format for today's call will be to cover the results and forward planning at each site individually, and following that we'll allow callers the opportunity to ask questions. The company balance sheet is in a strong position with around $42.5 million in cash and gold with no debt. All of the payments to Central Norseman Gold have been made for the acquisition now, apart from the deferred cash, which are paid over the next two financial years per our previous releases. The majority of the expenditure during this quarter was associated with the acquisition costs, with $7.5 million paid to Norseman. There was also some large sums for rates and rents, many of which became payable during July and August. I'm pleased to report that Pantoro made several appointments during the quarter. We've strengthened our technical teams considerably. We've appointed Geology Manager Andrew Finch and Group Mining Engineer Tim Davison to the team. Both Andrew and Tim are already playing important roles at both Norseman and Halls Creek and will benefit from their experience greatly over the coming 6 months. We've also welcomed Mr. Wayne Zeklich to the board as a non-executive director. We announced that appointment early in October. Wayne brings a wealth of experience in financial management of companies and organisations both inside and outside of the mining industry. He's currently a consultant to Deutsche Bank. He's well regarded in the banking and financial industry and will add a lot to the governance and financial management sides of our board. Moving to the Halls Creek operations now. We continued underground operations at both Nicholson's and Wagtail throughout the quarter, and also the Wagtail South open pit cutback. Processing operated continually throughout the quarter, but throughput was impacted during the month of September for approximately 3 weeks. The Kimberley has experienced two very poor wet seasons in a row and is currently in drought. This has been seen across the region. There's been a common issue across the region. As we lowered our pumps in existing bores, there were unforeseen issues at depth in some of our bores, which limited our water flows. The team acted very quickly to drill and equip additional bores within the tenement areas and within our existing approvals to ensure the water security by the end of the quarter. So operations are now running to full capacity and have been for all of October. The shortage resulted in the mill running for approximately 75% of capacity over some 2.5 weeks, and it also prevented the use of the ore sorter during that period. The water shortage also limited some activities underground. In all, we produced 10,630 ounces of gold for the quarter. While this was below our expectation, it has shown improvement and on the previous quarter. That's a trend that we expect to continue. You'll see in the quarterly report we've also been working hard to minimise the cost with the completion of a number of major capital projects, and I'll touch on this a little further later. Underground mining has continued more or less in accordance with plan, with the usual ups and downs faced by any operating mine. The north decline at Nicholson has now advanced to approximately 380 metres below surface. And we've seen the emergence of some additional loads on the last three levels. We're setting up to drill this additional load more extensively at depth to understand the level of the positive impact that this load might have on the project going forward. It's too early to say at the moment the size of this load. Additional drilling will show us that, but it does have the trademarks of the previous splay veins that we saw higher up in the mine with good high grades and an increasing strike extent as we've moved forward so far. Remodelling of the ore body at Nicholson's has also highlighted areas for additional drilling to the north of the current workings, and we're working to establish positions to drill those northern targets as we continue the mine down its depths in accordance with our plans. In general, the total gold modelled for Nicholson's is in line with the actual gold that we've mined in the quarter, with the normal pinch and swirl that's seen in this style of ore body. Mining at Wagtail has continued to reveal solid ore zones, and reviews of development on the first two levels in the mine have shown that we've mined appreciably more gold than expected in the current ore reserve. So this is good news for Wagtail. Gold at Wagtail is generally within shorter range pods in Nicholson's, and preventing the location of these ore zones is becoming easier as we mine the levels above. We have four levels active at Wagtail at the moment. We're declining towards the fifth level on the 2140 RL. The Wagtail South cutback unfortunately hasn't produced the ounces that we expected in the peripheries of the ore zones as the open pit cutback has progressed downwards. The bulk of the gold, however, to be mined from the open pit comes from the final few months of mining, as is common with most small cutbacks. By the end of September, the open pit had progressed just past the base of the previous good buy cut, and we expect there's still somewhere in the order of 3,500 ounces to come out of the open pit during the next 2 months, which will provide strong support to the production profile during this quarter and next. The open pit mining should be completed early in December this year, further reducing the site cost by somewhere in the order of $600,000 to $800,000 per month. Our group technical team, so our new appointees and the executive team, are assisting the site with a range of scenarios for the forward planning at Nicholson's, giving the gold endowment that we're seeing both within Wagtail and in the Nicholson's mine. We expect to provide the outcome of these reviews and the forward production plans during the coming months as this planning is finalised, and the focus is really on optimising the Halls Creek cash flow levels and ensuring that we have the costs and the operations at a level that maximises profitability for the longer term. In the meantime, we expect further improvement during this current quarter at Nicholson's. We have the scheduling in the range of 11,500 to 13,000 ounces of gold production, which should see some solid cash flow from the operation. At Northman, now our activities have ramped up rapidly after settling the transaction early in July, and the site's a hive of activity with a number of different works progressing in parallel. Drilling with a single rig commenced in the first week of August, less than a month after we settled the transaction, and we announced some strong results from our first drilling program at Princess Royal during September. These results were released separately and also in the quarterly this morning and can be referred to there, but they bode very well for our initial restart planning at the site. As of the 9th of October, we had three drill rigs on site, and those three drill rigs are continuing to drill and will do so over the next couple of quarters, filling in those initial targets for production. We're currently focused in the Gladstone Everlasting area, which includes the Gladstone Everlasting deposit and the Daisy South deposit. Early drill testing was in the northern extensions of Gladstone. We're now in filling the resource, the conversion to reserve. We're also infilling the resource at Daisy South. One drill rig will move to the Scotia mining area later this month to also complete the drill out to enable that deposit to go into mine design and reserve conversion. Given that we're 3 months into the project since the acquisition, the transition to our planned level activity has been a great outcome, and we expect to see a solid flow of drilling results from this point forward. There's a whole lot more than just drilling going on at Northern as we progress the development plan presented at the time of acquisition. We've commenced exploration of a number of targets outside of the mineral resource where we see real potential for a number of large deposits to be discovered. The first step in this exploration is collation of all the existing data, which includes geophysical and geochemical data, in a number of cases re-logging historical reconnaissance holes drilled by Western Mining more than two decades ago and additional field mapping. To this end, we've engaged the highly rated Model Earth geological team to assist us with our exploration and drill targeting. Two of their personnel have been on site progressing the work, and we expect to have some initial drill testing targets over the coming months in this quarter to be progressed in parallel with our immediate ore reserve drill out. At the OK underground mine, we've completed a number of preparatory works to enable re-entry to the decline and drilling out of the next 150 metres vertical, as well as drilling additional loads identified higher up in the mine. We expect to submit approvals for re-entry for drilling during this quarter and for drilling to commence early next year. Reviews have revealed a low-cost entry to the mine with excellent ground conditions and ground support also in great condition. Electrical and ventilation infrastructure is also in place, has been tested and is ready to go, and the mine is, for all intents and purposes, dry. We've progressed scoping of the mill refurbishment requirements, and we've appointed Como Engineering to assist in these works. Como has completed multiple site visits during the quarter, conducted physical testing of some elements in the plant, and finalising scoping on which elements of the processing plant require replacement and which elements will be refurbished. Progression to more detailed engineering for restarting of the processing plant and rebuilding the elements requiring rebuilding will commence during this quarter once the required information in this first phase of work has been completed. We're also making some great progress with the various tailings and low-grade opportunities on site, with a number of low-cost tests and sampling programs underway to enable us to tie these into our site restart plans. There's certainly a significant amount of gold in these historical areas, which will strengthen the operating plan overall when in combination with the in-situ deposits that we are drilling out in detail now. Going forward at Norseman, we expect to continue drilling with 3 rigs throughout the quarter and to commence underground drilling at OK early next year. The bulk of the drilling required for our initial production targets should be completed in the next 6 months, and mine design, ore reserve conversion and approvals activities will start to ramp up as our planned drilling is completed. We remain absolutely focused on bringing the early production opportunities into the mine restart plan, while we also progress the large-scale growth opportunities that exist in the exploration potential on the site. In all, our activities are progressing in accordance with our plan at Norseman, and we look forward to achieving the desired results during the coming 6 months. Thank you. That's the end of my summary. I'm happy now to take questions from participants on the call.
Thanks so much, Paul. I'd like to welcome guests to ask questions by pressing star 1 on your telephone keypad. You'll be placed in a queue. Please listen for your name and I'll introduce you through. We actually have Paul Howard from Hartley. Please go ahead, Paul.
Oh, g'day, guys. Good morning, Paul. Just want to ask a couple of questions. Firstly, just on the water issues at Nicholson's, can you just run through that again? You said 75% utilisation in the September quarter, is that what you were saying?
Not in the September quarter. So in the month of September, we had about 2.5 weeks where the mill throughput was reduced to approximately 75% of the normal. Effectively, like I said, there's been a fairly serious drought up in the Kimberley region. Pastoralists and miners alike have had some water issues during this past quarter. We had commenced work on our water security well before the timing here. We unfortunately during the quarter saw a very rapid drop in our bores, which had essentially been stable, over the last couple of years as we've been processing. So we'd already drilled some additional test bores before this happened. We understood where we needed to go. We had the approvals in place, engaged the water drillers, and got those bores re-equipped. So it sort of caught us a little bit in that we'd seen the water remaining stable over a long period. We had a rapid drop in those water levels, and as a result had to react accordingly.
And how's that going to impact then the December quarter, or do you feel like you've got that sort of a good...
Yeah, no, so look, like I said, by the end of September and, roughly half a week before the end of September, we had those additional bores installed and fully operational. Those bores are producing more water than we'd produced previously, and the site water balance and water security is stronger, I think, now than that's ever been.
Right. No mention of ore sorting in the quarterly. How's that all going?
The ore sorting works well, Paul. So, you can see, and I don't think there's a secret that we've had a slower ramp up than we expected from Wagtail and had, some issues moving along in terms of getting the large tonnage of high grade material up that was previously planned. However, the ore sorter has allowed us to separately process quite a bit of low grade material, which would otherwise not be viable to put through the plant. So we're routinely sort of upgrading quite a bit of low grade material at 1.5 to 2 grams, and upgrading that to sort of plus 3 grams a ton, and at times up to 4 grams a ton. So the ore sorting works very well because of the constraints for ore that we've seen out of the mine. We haven't seen the large uplift that the sorter's got the capability of producing for us.
Okay, just a couple more for you. Any chance of getting some guidance for the financial year?
Like I said, Paul, we're currently going through a review period, which is looking at a whole lot of scenarios in terms of the ore bodies that we're accessing underground, both at Nicholson's and Wagtail. So I've given you the guidance there for the coming quarter. During this quarter, I expect those reviews will be finished over the next sort of 6 to 8 weeks, and we'll give a solid sort of look forward from there.
Right, and then just obviously, we like to compare like for like across the industry of gold producers, and just like with the all in sustaining, I'm trying to figure out what your gold sold was, because obviously the true reflection of all in sustaining cost comes from your sold gold, and I'm making it about 9,200 ounces for the quarter. I'm sort of looking at the year 5B, your revenues are 17 million. You'd 6,000 ounces into the hedge at 1731. So is it about 3.2 thousand ounces?
Yeah, so you're right there. You'll see that in the quarterly, we've got cash and metals account gold. So at the close of the quarter, we had just over 1,000 ounces of gold unsold sitting in our gold account at the Perth Mint. We chose not to completely sell what we had in the account there at the end of the quarter, based on what we thought the gold price would do. So the gold sold plus the gold sitting in the gold account is approximately equal to what the production is.
Okay, and do I assume you're paying into your hedges fully each quarter? Like, are they allowing you to kick that along at all, or did you have to pay all 6,000 ounces in the September quarter? And do I assume the same going forward?
Look, we're filling those hedges out as we're moving forward. We've got 2,000 ounces a month until April next year. We haven't hedged anything additional during the periods, and we expect that to remain the same. So we have 1 month at 1730 this month. They go to $1,800 an ounce from next month forward.
All right, great. Well, thanks for answering the questions. Appreciate it.
No problem. Thanks, Paul.
Thanks so much, Paul. We now have another question from David Coates from Bell Potter. Go ahead, David.
Morning, Paul. Thanks for the call, mate. Just while you've been chatting a little bit about the guidance there, you've given us guidance for the coming quarter of production. Previously, you gave us a little bit of a direction on cost. Any cost guidance for the coming quarter?
Yeah, look, Dave, the cost, you'll see that we appreciably reduced the cost overall on site during this last quarter. Unfortunately, we didn't get the ounces that we intended to, and so that cost was up a little. Sitting at the planned production levels, we continue to sit in that sort of $1,150 to $1,300 an ounce range as an all-in sustaining, provided we hit those levels of production. So the total cost should reduce slightly again from the last quarter.
Came in at about $21 million, is that right?
Yeah. And so look,
that includes growth capital and exploration as well, is that correct?
Yeah, that's right. So we're working hard on that side, and part of the reviews that we're currently doing at Nicholson's they're focused on the production and where we optimise that, but obviously depending on where we optimise that, we see additional costs coming out of the base there. So like I say, as those reviews are finished, we'll give some solid updates there.
Let's see, and then just on production, your underground tonnage, 58,000 tonnes this quarter. I mean, winding the clock back a bit, we've been looking for, I think sort of maybe 15,000 tonnes a quarter, I think, out of Wagtail, and that's supplementing Nicholson's. What's impacting? Is that underground mining production lower than you guys had hoped for, and what's driving that, and can we expect that to pick up?
Yeah, look, it is slightly lower than we expected, and the open pit underperformance was also a tonnage based thing in those upper levels. The ore body was narrower than we expected. Again, in terms of how we go forward, the reviews that we're doing now will focus in on those tonnages. What I can say is the lower levels, we have seen some improvement in the total ore, and particularly with some additional ore being identified in the north of the mine. We'll assist that, but there's no doubt that the current levels of the mine, we haven't got the tonnes per vertical metre that we had, say, 100 metres above ourselves. Our modelling and development is showing that there's good potential for some increases on that. We've got to get some additional drilling in there before that level. So, all of those things contribute to the total tonnes taken out of the mine. Being a narrow vein, quartz hosted mine, we do see variation from level to level and into level, between levels as well. And so overall, the gold that we've taken out of those loads, like I said, is in line with what we've expected with the modelling, and we don't see any big surprises coming in terms of the tonnes that we're taking out of the mine for the areas that we mine.
And just on the cutback, mining's there sounds like it's going to complete basically over the current quarter. With the grade control drilling you've done, what kind of tonnage are you expecting to come out of that this quarter?
There's in the order of between 9,000 and 10,000 tonnes to come out for about, 3,500 ounces. And that's, we're going to be basically in the order of 20 to 25% below what was expected when that open pit commenced, and it's all really around the peripheral sort of parts of the ore body which have been narrower than expected based on the data that we had.
And if I could just ask one more, can you give us any guidance on your CapEx and exploration over the balance of FY20, as in growth capital and exploration?
Yeah, so you're looking there in for Nicholson's or for Norseman as well?
For Nicholson's.
Sure. So look, Nicholson's will sit in the around where it is set for this quarter in terms of the exploration cost going forward. The capital cost should continue to reduce slightly as there's still some capital that's going into the Wagtail mine, finalising the electrical and other infrastructure, so that will reduce slightly moving forward, but you know, similar to what we've seen this quarter.
Okay, and at Norseman?
Yeah, look, so at Norseman, you'll expect to see in the order of sort of $3 million of cost per quarter going forward for the next couple of quarters. At that point, those initial targets will be drilled, and there'll be more of a focus on the approvals and getting the operations up and ready to operate. So we'll go from three drills to two drills at that point, and the costs will come down a little.
Okay, great. Well, thanks very much for the opportunity to ask questions. Cheers, Paul.
Cheers, Dave.
Thanks so much for that, David. We now have a question from Earl Embry. He's a private investor. Go ahead, Earl.
Good morning, Paul. How are you?
Good, thanks, Earl. How are you?
Very well, thank you. Paul, you pretty much answered the questions that I had, but just to confirm my understanding of it, the main question was going to be the cost going forward for the next quarter. What's your anticipation there with the coming to the end of the cutback? Yeah, that should have quite an effect on that, I should imagine, for that last quarter.
Yeah, so like I said, Earl, the open pit costs us in the, you know, between sort of $600,000 and $800,000 a month over the last couple of quarters. That will be, for intents and purposes, completed, you know, at the end of November. It'll go slightly into December. So those costs will come off, and there's, you know, a large amount of the ounces mined out of that open pit cutback. So, you know, over half come during that same period. So we'll see some good ore coming out of that open pit, and the cost reducing from that level as well. So does that answer your question?
Yeah, it's $1,500 for this report here per ounce, and then I was wondering how big the gap's going to be between that and what you have margined going forward and the anticipated gold price going forward.
In terms of the all-in sustaining cost, like I say, provided our costs at Halls Creek, you know, apart from reducing the number of machines and personnel on site are effectively fixed. We have an owner-operator fleet, so that all-in sustaining cost reduces substantially with increased production. And as we've seen over the last couple of quarters, increases substantially if we don't hit those production levels. So here the production levels that we expect, we see that all-in sustaining cost, like I say, being at sort of $1,150 to $1,300 moving forward, so coming down fairly substantially from this quarter, provided we get those levels of production. Look, in terms of the gold price, we're budgeting at $1,850. Obviously, it's something that we can't control, and what we get above that is obviously a positive impact for us. In terms of the overall budget, you can see in the in the 5B there that that we should see some growth in our balance, some small growth in our balance after the expenditure at both Nicholson's and Norseman.
Did I hear you right that it's 2,000 ounces a month going forward that you've margined?
Yeah, so that was put in place at far lower gold prices early back in, I think it was December last year. We haven't hedged anything else moving forward, but yes, it's 2,000 ounces per month at $1,800 an ounce.
Mm-hmm. Very good. Thanks, Paul.
Thanks, Earl.
Thanks so much, Earl. We now have your next question from Jason Mennell, Kalgoorlie Mines. Go ahead, Jason.
Good morning, Paul. I just wanted to touch on Norseman in particular. In your quarterly, you've obviously suggested that engineers are currently looking at the plant. Would you be able to give me some insight as to what might need to be done at the plant and how much that could end up costing?
Sure. Jason, is it?
Yes, that's right.
Yeah, sorry, Jason. Look, in terms of what might need to be done at the processing plant, we've made no secret of the fact from the time of acquisition that the processing plant needs some extensive work. The work that's going on right now is at a scoping level to essentially determine what elements of the processing plant will be replaced for new and which elements are able to be refurbished. In terms of the cost, there's obviously we're at the early levels of that scoping. I don't want to put a cost on it right now, but we expect it'll be appreciably lower than you would see in a new greenfields operation, given that all of the supporting infrastructure is in place completely, and it's just the processing plant that requires attention. All the other infrastructure is operable and effectively ready for mining.
Okay, and just one more question, Paul, if I may. Are you able to give us any indication, if everything goes swimmingly and goes to plan, when do you anticipate you may be pouring your first gold bar at Norseman?
Sure. So, look, we said from the time of acquisition when it settled that that we expected, you know, in the order of 15 months of drilling and prep work before we start mining. We said sort of 15 months plus or minus a quarter. Activities have progressed there in line with what we've expected. So at this time, there's no sort of change to that timing.
Okay. Thanks. That's all from me.
Thank you.
Thanks very much, Jason. At this stage, that is all of our questions. Thanks, Paul.
Great. Thank you very much, Claire, and thanks to everyone for calling in.
Thank you. On behalf of Paul, thank you for your time. Please hang up the phone.